I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Indonesia continues to mourn the dead and the missing following two devastating earthquakes measuring 7.6 and 6.6 on the Richter scale, respectively. Some believe up to 4,000 people are buried in the rubble. AMG International's David Liu says while the area is antagonistic to the gospel, they have work in the region.
We have church planting and child sponsorship program. We have to work in such a way that it's as if we are walking on a tightrope. We have to keep our balance. If not, they will just close churches. They can destroy churches.
Despite the threats, Liu says church growth is unstoppable. Next, Somalia's Islamic militants are actively seeking to remove Christians by force or conversion. That makes gospel work increasingly dangerous. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says Christian radio encourages the underground church.
There are people who are quietly sharing the gospel. However, there are increasing pressures being brought to bear against Christians, often singled out.
The hope of Christ is being broadcast and people are responding. Pray for strength for Christians remaining in Somalia.
Where the church is growing, spiritual opposition may become more desperate, may become more evident.
And Mission Urbana, a Greater Europe Mission partner in Valencia, Spain, serves more than 10,000 desperate people every year. The ministry runs in cooperation with 10 local evangelical churches, and God has blessed them with growth. Their present location is too small to serve all the people who need help and those who want to attend the weekly Bible study. Pray that God will enable Mission Urbana to expand its facility, possibly by buying the one next door. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Key to the Middle East, and the Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.